I had just pulled my ringing cell phone from my purse when Aunt Pearl flew into my newsroom office. And I mean literally flew in. A definite no-no during daylight hours. The fact that we're witches wasn't exactly a well-kept secret in tiny Westwick corners, but it was best not to flaunt it. She hovered by the door and frowned.
Sandrine!
Aunt Pearl only used my full name when angry. Maybe I was angry, too. I had been at the office since 6 a.m. to get caught up. It was almost noon, and I was tired, hungry, and sweaty, since my AC gave up the ghost first thing this morning. My office thermostat read 90 degrees, but I couldn't afford to fix it. Now what remained of my day was about to be derailed. Well, not if I could help it. I ignored her as my phone rang. I checked the call display. It was Mom again. She had already called me a half dozen times this morning with questions about my wedding rehearsal and the grand opening of our family's Westwick Corners Inn, both of which were scheduled for later today. I probably should have just stayed home.
Sandrine, our new sheriff is a jerk. I want you to do an exposé on him.
She lingered by the doorway, waiting for my reaction. No. I turned away and answered my cell. Mom was frantic. Sen, I can't find Pearl. I'm worried she's gone off and done something crazy again. I pressed the speakerphone button and raised my brows at Aunt Pearl. She's here with me. Aunt Pearl approached my desk and yelled into the phone.
I don't need a babysitter, Ruby. I'm perfectly capable of amusing myself.
That's what worries me, Mom said. You can't keep running everyone out of town, especially our law enforcement. It isn't right.
Why don't you just stick a tracking device on me? Sheesh!
My aunt slumped into the chair that faced my desk.
I'm not a child.
You act like one sometimes. Apparently, I wasn't the only one who wondered what kind of welcome Aunt Pearl had extended to the sheriff. It was best not to flaunt our specialness. The Wests had been a founding family over 100 years ago when my great-grandparents had settled in Westwick Corners. But even we could wear out our welcome. There was a limit to what people would put up with. Aunt Pearl ignored my response. Maybe it was our family's history that gave her such a sense of entitlement. It was too bad, because her flagrant disregard for rules now threatened our continued existence in town. She didn't seem to give a hoot. She grabbed my phone and yelled into it.
He's trouble, Ruby. Sen's going to do an exposé on him.
I grabbed my phone back. I'm doing nothing of the sort. What you want and what sells newspapers are two different things, Aunt Pearl. I can't help you. I'm on deadline to get the Westwick Corners Weekly published. Like most locals, I had bought myself a job and purchased the newspaper from the retiring owner. Most of the town's industry had dried up when the state highway was rerouted a few years ago. Most young people my age had left for greener pastures shortly after. The few of us that stayed barely eked out a living. Mom's voice rose. Now, Sen, Pearl is just trying to help. You take your job too seriously. Mom's sudden change of tone didn't surprise me. She simply sided with her older sister as a way to minimize collateral damage and keep her own sanity. Mom's coping strategy meant that Aunt Pearl usually got what she wanted, and Mom avoided conflict. As a long-term strategy, I thought it created more problems than it solved. Gotta go. See you in a few hours. Mom just enabled Aunt Pearl's bad behavior in her futile efforts to keep the peace. She was oblivious to how Aunt Pearl pushed her buttons to get what she wanted. I, on the other hand, usually stood my ground. The end result was that my aunt and I always butted heads. Aunt Pearl sank into the chair opposite my desk and snorted.
This isn't a newspaper. It's just an advertorial for bargain-hunting coupon clippers. Why do you waste your time? No one reads any of your articles. Face it, Sen. This paper's a dud.
At least I earn an honest living. Whenever I felt down, Aunt Pearl always made me feel even worse. Her assessment was sadly accurate, though.